So we're learning about COVID. And COVID, when Mashgiach said that COVID is giving value to things that have spiritual value. As a Ha'ara, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, that your cover, your tablet should be like your cover. Where the Talmud should be equal to you, and somebody equal to you should be like your Rebbe, and your Rebbe should be like a Kodesh Baruch. Basically, everyone goes up one level. Instead of your Talmud being like a Talmud, the Talmud should be like a Chovah. Chovah should be like Chovah.
So he says,
as the Yuchim said, it's so hard to be Yetzer, the Chiv of Kodesh one should have to another person. So, if you aim for one Madrega higher, then maybe you'll get the right amount. Yeah. So he's asked, what's the hardship of being Mechavim people that you have to look for what kind of tricks to Mechavim proper? So he says that the mice, it comes from the ability to give value to things that are not tangible. And there's really no halachas, clear-cut halachas, of how to do it. In other words, another direction to remove COVID from somebody, there we have a lot of halachas. You know, it's dvar, you know, let's say something would hurt the person's feelings, lashon hara, etc. COVID, which is how to relate positively to a person, for another friend we don't really see anywhere in a clear cut dvar. Even though the truth is, the Rambam says in the mitzvah, after kamoicha, Mechavicha is to be mechaber other people. Like you would want somebody to mechaber you. To be mechaber the shivchom. To say the say you have the good qualities. Also upon him, that's something that's not always on the surface. If we're mechaber a person, not just for doing things that are obvious, mechaber a person, or Moshe Nefesh, whatever he did to the Shabbos and saved a whole group of people, that's obvious. Is it something that's worthy of covet? If you have every person that we come to contact with, one is supposed to try to be able to reveal the redeeming qualities within that person and give them covet, which means value according to those mitzvahs. That is an avodah. After you see a person looks like a regular person, you talk to them a little bit, if you pay attention to them a little bit, and you see that. No, he's going through various challenges and he's handling them best he can. And that shows a mitzvah. They say that, I don't remember who it was, one of the tzaddikim that was very open cabinet very much. Even people that look very simple people, and much lower level, seemingly spiritual level than him. He was very much. They asked him about it. He said he's not playing a game. You know, there is a malice, just make everyone feel good. Which, if you do it for ulterior motives, it's bad. You say, get them to buy from your store or whatever. And it's not bad, there's nothing positive about that. You don't really value them. You give them chizik, maybe. The real chizik you can give a person is by thinking that, you know, this person is a low level externally than me, but I know he's coming from a completely different background than me. I know that I grew up in such a background and I have my wisdom and I have this and that. Who knows? It could be that according to the background that he comes from and the challenges he's going through, the way he's behaving is at a higher level of leadership than I am. He's overcoming the stumbling blocks that are coming in his way. That is not true. You can't judge a person just by what his accomplishments are without knowing what everything is behind him. So, Kopan, this is you use it for every type of person. A person comes with these measures. He's a younger person. Appreciate, he has a chance. He's a younger person. He has children at home, and he has whatever other issues he may have, but other issues, and still he comes to learn. Wow, it's amazing. And you see an older person coming. Well, he doesn't have those challenges, but he has other challenges. His challenges are sometimes health issues, some other issues. And this way, we don't have to make this mode of behavior I appreciate in anything less than that I look away from. That's an Mechubin Al-Chavis Abriyas. He's able to see into each person, that each person is going through various things, and there is redeeming factors that I can see in them. especially the Iker Avodah of Kavod Avodah is the people closer to us. Try to ruin it, but family members, people that were Tamidim or Chavedim, that I'm interacting with, learning together, working together with, whatever it is, always be mizboinen on the mitzvahs they have and give them credit for it. Sometimes the children is very challenging. You can have a child that gives you challenges, and it's very easy to focus on that because it's a challenging child. But the right of the Tavoida over here is to try to think in the child's perspective that he is going through many challenges, and with that there are various redeeming factors that he has. But it's trying to deal with him, or at least other things that you see good qualities about him. It's an essential thing in art of Avodah, and it's also essential to develop relationships with others, especially those who are close to us. The child feels that a parent is focusing on his problematic side, which could be the fault of the child, the fault of the parent, or the way he's behaving. It does cause that to come out, but if that's what he feels, if that's what the parents are focused on, there's no way the parents are going to be able to mashpia. So Mashgiach recommends, instead of giving us rules of how to be mechaber people, which he says will not be real, because mechaber is something very personal. And the person has to develop that himself. He can't be given guidelines. Do this, do that. There was a guy called Dale Carnegie. He taught people how to play the game of being mechaber people. Make him feel good and then buy your product. Which you get to use the toy books, like we said before. If you use, make him feel good and get him to learn a little bit more. So that's not what we're talking about. It's a technique of having control over people around you. Even a Gemara is similar to that. The Gemara says, "Ven shinayim yicholos." So the person who smiles to somebody else and shows his teeth to the other person by a smile, it has more effect on him than if you give him to drink a cup of milk. Whereas the person gets more out of you by the fact that you smile at him, and by doing so you show that you feel good to be, that he's with you in his presence. Makes him feel like you value him more than you give him food and everything else. The Chodesh Shalom is in one place. I'm adding a little bit to the Chodesh Shalom, but if you pay attention, where's that pasuk of Ben Shina Chavos? It's in the Brach of Yehuda. Yehuda has a Brach of Malchus. Malchus is the one who's power over everybody else. So you see that in order to be able to mashpia other people, and making them feel that you value them, there's an opening to have the mouths, to have the control of other people. Give them a compliment already under your control bar. Once again, a goal in life is not to put people under control. It can be used as a way of making it easy to convince people to do the right thing. What we're talking about today is more, nothing to do with whether I'll let them be much on this person or not, but a proper relationship that I should have to those that are close to me is to appreciate their values. And we can take any person in our life, could be a spouse, could be a child, could be a friend, and if you spend a little time, let me be misbehaving, what things about this person I really feel are redeeming factors, and then start focusing on that person, relating to them in such a fashion. If you have any free time, you can do it in the bathroom. But by doing so, we're basing the mechaber, the Dibrei Chazal, erizim mechubad and mechaber zabiyus. Transforming myself from being a regular person to being a mechubadikah person. A person who has the ability to see the points of kavod, the points of real spiritual value, he's uplifting himself. Dibrei Chodesh, we say, chayim shalai shal kavod. I ask, what's the business when we ask him shalai shal kavod? We ask him for the shame. Some say I'm not the Poshet of Shas. Aisha is like the Chazal say, Chaim Shal Aisha, we should be Semech B'chalkeinu. In Kovarish, we should be able to Mechav B'chabiyas. That's a different level of life. All those things we're asking for, things are not just nice things, the things that, it's a different type of life. Yer Shemayim, Adas Teva. A person who lives with Yer Shemayim, it's not just he's living like everybody else, but happens to have Yer Shemayim. Yer Shemayim is a way that a person relates to life. It's every situation he comes into contact with. All of those things, Avatar, a person has tremendous love for Torah, also affects what he appreciates, how he uses his time. It's not just when he's sitting and learning, he has Avatar. Chayim Shal Avatar means that type of life. It's a way of life. So, Kopanim, whether it's a pshat or not a pshat, it's a good thing. Sometimes even powerful. You should be very remiss. That type of life, I really feel content with what I have. We have so much to be content about, but it's very easy to lose focus on that. Think about what I don't have. Same thing with Chaim Shulkovin. It's a beautiful life to always make myself weary of the spiritual value within people around me. Appreciate them more. Part of the mitzvah of Lachta B'drocha. Going away to Hashem, look at Kodesh Bohu. If Kodesh Bohu would value us the way we value people around us, we wouldn't be around. What do you need this person? Of course, who has the ability to see that each one of us has some redeeming factors that is compatible to keep this person alive for, even if he's doing a lot of bad things. So, we have some work to do. Come upon, it makes it a lot easier. Because before we start with mechaber other people, we mechaber ourselves. I mechaber myself. Appreciate the value that I myself have. You know, one of the biggest yitzharas a person can have is a yitzhar that tells you you're worthless. Once you're worthless, then whatever you do is good. You go anyway worthless by working on yourself. And that's the opposite of the way we're supposed to look at ourselves. One of the most important things in the Jewish way of looking at things is that every person is extremely valuable. The person would really value himself. Okay. Well, I feel good. That's my wife, by the way. She didn't mean to say that she doesn't care about me. It's the other way around. So I shouldn't think it. She wanted to disturb me. Yeah. So, anyway, we're living in a world that the average individual does not value himself at all. He's just another number in the multitude. Oh, yeah, that's a billionaire. That everybody's, ooh, yeah, that's a great person. And the way we look at it is the exact opposite. A billionaire is a nothing. And a simple person over here is making a much bigger effect on the world than a billionaire. But anyway, that is a fact of life. That the world we live in does not value things for the real value. Only from these very external things. People with a lot of power, a lot of wealth. And we look at it that each Jew has tremendous purpose to affect the entire world. One bracha, one says the kavanah brings bracha down to the world. It's tefillah. We really feel it. That all these things that we do is what the whole world was created for. And people are each one at his level. I mean, we can't tell you, it's just, they're keeping the world going. Each one is essential. We need them. We have a shortage of people that are living their lives the way they should. If we know that says that the world has to be royal tzuyas in order to survive. So that core group of people that are creating the royal tzuyas, each one is very essential. And like we said, so that's a starting point for ourselves, to appreciate, yeah, I'm not the Vilna Goyim, I'm not the king or the head of state, and I'm not the local billionaire. Well, that's true. We have to realize, I am one of those who are keeping the world going. That's the most powerful thing you can have. You have a big head of state, which he's doing his thing, but it has nothing to do with the Kima Olam. And the same with all these things. Oishiv Kovat, who's a Jew who, quote unquote, is a simple Jew, but he's working on himself, trying to make him fair business. He's making major contributions to keeping the world going. Happens to be one of the basic themes behind the leaders of Klal Yisrael, from leaders of Klal Yisrael. They recognize that without their focus on the fact that the whole world was created for a nation of Shema Torah Mitzvahs, and we have to do everything we can to preserve that nation of Shema Torah Mitzvahs, that is the most important thing in life. Of course, if we're not going to have a nation of Shema Torah Mitzvahs, there's going to be nothing left. And throughout history, time and time again, major parts of Klal Yisrael decided, no, Torah Mitzvahs is a nice thing. Some of the things, not even a nice thing, it's outdated, whatever the hell they think. And to succeed in the modern world, we have to do other things. We're Chodesh Kislev now. We're commemorating the Chashmonaim's victory over the Yevonim. Before they had the victory, it looked the exact opposite. The ones that were Shemitah and Mitzvahs were outdated. Once you succeed, you have to go with the Romans. I mean, the Romans, the Greeks. And the Rabbanim will look down at. You know, what are you holding back the nation from progress? You have to progress in the present state of the of world history. Go with the Greek. And we have those stubborn old men, Hasmoneans, that fought it, you know, did not bend. They realized they had that clarity then. Just such tremendous value. The whole world was created for Torah mitzvahs, for the unique Torah mitzvahs. How can we make any compromises on that? We're compromising the whole Kiyum HaOlam. That's what we're celebrating. But ironically, nobody learns from the mistakes. And again and again and again and again, still, Tov Shin Tei Hei, we're going to do the same thing. We do not value the importance of Torah mitzvahs. And that's what the leaders in our generation are fighting for also. To mechazik us, to appreciate. We are the ones that keep life so going. Like the Chashmonim did in their time. And to show you the Machoyim and everyone in their time. We were against the tide. They were not appreciated. They looked down on. Even the Vilna Goyim, 200 years ago, when the Reform movement started. We now know them as a great leader. But at those times, they looked down on. There's some old men that don't understand that the world has changed. And emancipation, we have to change the way we run the religion. And they said, no, we're leaving exactly the way it was. You want to put on a tie? Well, you put on a tie. But other than that, we're a half of the nation. Yeah. That's what it's all about. And that stems from what we're talking about. It's in the chadid, what you have, the value of what you have. Value you have within yourself, and then you'll see it by others also. But if you don't give enough the right price tag to what we are, yeah, you say that I'm a Jew, a little more, a little less. That's a big deal. No, it's a big deal. People don't realize it, but that's the issue at hand in the state of Israel. The state of Israel is the definition of the Jewish nation. That's the point of conflict, which for the last 70 years the people are going through. The definition of the Jewish nation, person born from a biological parent, and even that's a discussion which parents it has to be. Or maybe it doesn't have to be biological, but anybody that wants to put a flag on his window, that's enough to be a Jew. Whatever. That's a whole discussion which we're not going to get involved in. The Al-Kopan, that Mahalach was, Jewish nation has nothing to do with Torah mitzvahs, has nothing to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's something called Jews. What is a Jew? The one that everybody hates. Even though they don't want that to happen, but there's nothing else defining it. Yeah. And we hold, no, that's not what a Jew is. That's what a Jewish state is. A Jew is a person that recognizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and he created it for a purpose. And the purpose he created is for that nation that's going to receive the Torah. And everyone that does what he can to preserve that, preserving the world, preserving the Jewish nation. And anything else is not of lasting value, because whatever is done, even heroic things that are done, will not make it possible for our nation to continue. And that's the most important thing. It's a matter of survival. So we're talking about COVID. Like we're saying, we're not talking to them to look down at the person who's less shame and termistic, chas v'shalom. Other rather, the more I appreciate my value as being the chosen nation of a Kodesh Bohat, I'll appreciate every Jew, even a Jew who's less from than me. And I'll understand that this person wasn't able to have my background, who went through certain challenges and whatever, and therefore is at a low level. But still, I give him value for what he is, I should value him for. We don't have to look down at the person. We can look up to the person who's less from than us. So what do I look up to him for? Because he's a good mathematician? No. Because he has a Jewish neshama. And I'm sure that within him there's certain things that he values that he's holding up because he's a Jew. And for that, he deserves value. It's a big mistake. I know in some of the non-Haredi sectors, they believe that you have to mechaber every Jew. But the mechaber the Jew because unless he's a secular Jew, not because he's a Jew, the mechaber because he's a good. That's not the real COVID. It can be nice to him, there's nothing wrong with it, it can be nice to everybody. But COVID means true value. True value? In Echlami, you can find true value even in a secular Jew. Because a secular Jew also has certain values that he lives by. But turn everything all around and just erase the value, the true values of life, to be nice for people. That's a dangerous thing. So that's the summary of what we're talking about today. Yitz Hashem, this week, we'll work on taking somebody close to us and try to evaluate them in a better fashion, focusing on their mitzvahs, mitzvahs in the Yitz Hashem. It's all part of the Yitz Hashem. And like we said, the starting point is we need to work on that, is to value ourselves. Thank you.